We're back with more Empowering You. Well, that first guess, wow. I told you that Forsyth, the F in Forsyth stands for family, and we want to continue that conversation with our next guest. We have Ms. Abby Porter, who is the Community Outreach and Engagement Coordinator with Family Services, as well as Rachel Parker, the Director of Interpersonal Violence at Family Services. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Okay, how are you? I'm doing well. Well, you all are actually here as a partner of the county in this program, our really series called Safe Space Series. And so I'm curious now, I've not heard of it, to help me and my audience hear about this series.
So Safe Spaces, the idea behind it was to be able to facilitate conversations that can be a little bit harder and are often kind of avoided or more taboo in our community. Conversations that are typically coming up in global media and also giving our community a voice and individualizing it towards the resources in our community around things like human trafficking, sexual assault and consent, all the way over to healthy boundaries and communication.
Wow, that's a big bag of topics to address in Safe Space. And I think it's important because I know today's society, there's a lot of static social media, all these things that are happening. But here we have something tangible in our community to help us really get through all that fog and chaos that is in the airways. And so how did this series even come about?
So Rachel and I were kind of working with the library, and we were thinking about just having a series and having a conversation with the community and partners. There are tons and tons of nonprofits all over Winston-Salem and Forsyth County that I think people aren't really tapping into the resources because they don't have the right answers, because we're not asking the right questions and we're not being as proactive as we can on addressing issues before the onset of things like violence. And we're doing a lot more reacting to violence and abuse in our community than we are trying to prevent and train and educate around how to prevent it.
You're singing my song. Based on my years of experience in this community dealing with issues around interpersonal violence and just youth and adults being on different sides of the fence or the equation. And I did not know that we had Safe Space going on here. So who's involved with this, with Family Services? How did this really happen?
In my position, I get this really unique opportunity to see all these really wonderful partners that we have, all the way from Family Justice Center to the SANE nurses that work in the hospital that process the rape kits, and all the way to the counseling program that we have at Family Services, and being able to kind of see these key players and how we can work together holistically to help victims and help survivors and help our community strengthen relationships, but also understanding that I hear the word siloed a lot, that we're all very busy in our own work and don't have the time to really be able to engage the community in conversation. And in this, I think that this is a way that even our local experts can really gain insight from the community on areas of lack and where we do need education around that, because this is a conversation with community members that just kind of helps facilitate that.
Well, I guess, as you said, in being family oriented with what you're doing, a lot of this centers on helping families to be whole and healthy and having conversations even amongst family in that space. What are some of these statistics about this issue in our community and why Safe Space is such an important series?
So last year we had 422 calls to our crisis line. That's saying that we have 422 calls and callers that needed assistance and were in crisis in our community. That's a big indicator that there is a problem. There's a statistic from Bridges to Hope that says 1 in 2 female murder victims and 1 in 13 male murder victims are victims of interpersonal violence. And that's a big issue. And that's specific to Forsyth County. And I think that these topics are seen as very taboo, and like we don't feel comfortable talking about it. And that makes total sense. But we're kind of coming into this situation where Winston-Salem and Forsyth County is growing tremendously. And with that comes growing pains. And one of those is, what does a healthy relationship look like? And I feel when you see things that are healthy traits of a relationship, it becomes very, very obvious what are unhealthy traits of a relationship. And we can work to address those before it gets into a point where that we would be needing shelter or the crisis line or things like that.
Yeah. And I believe, you know, it used to be that domestic violence, interpersonal violence was really a silent type of issue. And this sort of hurt how we could really begin educating others about this. And so Rachel, I want to sort of go to you with the question about family services and this interpersonal violence. What really is at the core of what you're trying to do at Family Services?
I think be a community of solutions, having healthy families and being a support for that system and really encouraging and enriching and supporting them where they're at. Interpersonal is, again, you have intimate relationships where someone may be in that partnership. But we also are having, as you said, you know, the divide between ages as well. And so maybe there's family members who unfortunately are having some practices that are not helping their family grow together, but in separating them. So we want to have those conversations about, and that's particularly in November and December, around healthy relationships, talking about boundaries. Boundaries are not bad. Like, how do we do that in a safe way? How do we do that in a kind way, but still preserving those pieces of the importance of it?
Well, and I think that a lot of what you do is evidence-based on the practices and what's good and healthy in terms of behavior. But how do you really even get folks to come to want to be in that safe space to participate in these conversations?
Well, that's why we're talking to you.
Oh, okay.
We want to talk to you, and we want to talk to you, the listeners out there. As Abby had said already so well, a lot of the conversations that we're hearing from people is, how do we know about these services? How do we get in touch with these services? And those are the conversations we want to have at the library, at the Safe Spaces conversations, being an intimate opportunity to talk through those questions that you can't ask your TV screen when it's happening on a newscaster as well. The time to investigate and look into these resources is not when you need them. We want to prepare people. We want to make them aware of the wonderful aspects of the community and the rich resources and partnerships that we have out there.
Well, I think what you hit on is something important, and why a program like Even Empowering You is about giving information to our audience, to our residents, so they can translate that information into power and actually begin to take action that could really lift them up out of whatever situation they're in. You did say something, though, that I know I want to make sure we get back to that. These are held at the library?
They're held at Central Library. We also have a couple of branch opportunities where we're going to be speaking at the branches and engaging personally there, too. But really recognizing that the library is the heartbeat of the community as well. This is a gathering space that we want to lean into. They have a rich history in that, and just be part of that community.
Awesome. And so as the community and outreach coordinator, how have you been making those connections with others in the community?
A lot of it is attending meetings and being present in person. I think after COVID, we were all online. Everything was done in Zoom, and that had a big impact in our agencies and nonprofits and resources, but also it had an impact in how families were structured and strengthened. All of a sudden, everyone is very tense, everyone's very stressed out and in close quarters. And I think a lot of the statistics where COVID really impacted the interpersonal violence in our community, that made it really evident that we need to be able to find that wraparound care. So attending meetings like the Sexual Assault Response Team, we have a Domestic Violence Community Coalition that we facilitate. I've sat down and met with the Atrium SANE nurses and the head of the SANE department and work in her office sometimes, just to kind of build those relationships and build that trust and connections, to know that we're all here and we're all supporting each other, not working against each other.
Yes. And I think you mentioned earlier this whole aspect of trauma and how that really permeates throughout all facets of one's life and how it really gets translated into sometimes unhealthy behaviors and unhealthy types of interaction with others. And so I want to lift this up as a way to say that prevention is always talked about. Because you say, if we can prevent this, great. The challenge with prevention is that there hasn't really been a positive research evidence to say that this will do it. If you do this, it will work. It's really a combination of everyone working together and then still being able to provide some evidence of what you have actually achieved through your collaboration. You mentioned 420 calls. That's 420 opportunities for our community to actually step up and see how we can be united in providing help to those individuals who have reached out because they're in a bad situation. And I think one of the things you mentioned, I know I did invite you all to talk, right? I've been here, I'm doing all this talking. But as I said, I've been in this community. I was active when the Family Justice Center, before it got became the Family Justice, was actually the Safe 17 operation that when I was with the Center for the for Community Safety. And we did these things to really make it easier for individuals who may be experiencing interpersonal violence. And now you're actually getting in front of this so that you can actually do more prior to those things, especially if something has happened that you say that that's not good. Let's go in and begin seeing how to change the outcome of that incident.
And just to be clear, I'm sorry, the library is a place where this is not just for victims of domestic violence or interpersonal violence. This is for a community. I have done plenty of events where I've had individuals refuse information or flyers because they say it does not happen in their neighborhood or in their community. And I'm trying to really articulate the need that we have here of, even if it's not happening in your home, it very likely is happening in your neighborhood, between friends, anyone close to you, and being able to identify and address and walk somebody through this in the same way that we come alongside a victim and provide them with resources and equip them. I think that that's such a big piece of this. And so even if you're not experiencing this in your own home, I think it's so important to know how to help somebody if and when that time presents itself.
Awesome. Awesome answer. And I think there's an effort that's percolating now. We're calling it the Safe Youth Initiative for Winston-Salem-Forsyth County, having conversations. And I think what you are describing is another component of this as we begin shaping that. So I want you to definitely leave your contact information so that not only our audience, but that I can actually follow up with you and make sure that connection takes place. So how do we really find out more or get information about the Safe Space series?
So our next event is in October on the 12th at 6 p.m. It's about an hour long, and that's at the Central Library, and that's focusing on domestic violence. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we're doing quite a bit of activities and events around that, one of those being the Safe Spaces series. And so being able to kind of focus on, with domestic violence, when a victim is fleeing or looking to leave, there is so many legal and logistical things that they bump into that you don't even expect. So we'll have the legal aid representative there, Daniel Joyce, as well as the Family Justice Center head, Dawana Hamlin, to kind of talk about those.
And we'll also have in October at Southside Branch, be able to speak to them as well about the similar situations that we're going to be talking about on the 12th as well. So that'll be October 26th at Southside Branch.
Okay, great, great. So the library, you know, as you said, the heartbeat of our community really runs through that library. And we think if we can make that a safe space for the whole community to come and have conversations such as what you lifted up. The other thing I guess I'll mention, I know September is really Suicide Prevention Month. And again, when you said 420 calls in and suicide and all the sort of ramifications of this post-COVID or COVID impact, how has that been communicated? Or is there anything that can be supported for our community that you can lift up even now?
So we do have that crisis line. We do have the hotline. We also offer counseling through family services, as well as general advocacy and community engagement. I always believe, just like the library is the heartbeat, our community is such a vital piece, and being able to connect with people physically, face-to-face, and have those interactions and build those relationships. We're relational people. And being able to foster that after being so isolated for years, it's so crucial to be able to interact on a recreational league, go to the YMCA, the library. It actually is really cool if you go inside there. I wasn't expecting it to be as wonderful as it is. There's a fireplace on the third floor. And for being able to see all of these things and interact with your neighbors and your community and come alongside each other, I think that that is just a really gratifying experience that kind of gets you out of yourself as well and does improve mental health.
Oh, I like that. Get you out of yourself, because that's where a lot of damage goes on when we stay inside ourselves and add the mental, not only to the physical and emotional aspects of our lives. So, Abby, I remember you saying you're new to the community. So how long have you been in this position?
Since January.
Oh, that's 9 months.
I know.
Time. I can't keep up with
time.
It. So and I think what you are doing is creating a great opportunity for our community to reflect the true character of our Forsyth County residents, because the resources are here. I mean, it's resource rich. But if you don't know about a resource, then it might as well not exist. And so as we sort of wrap this up, I'll ask for some closing thoughts. Rachel, let's get you to just share anything that you want with our audience about safe space or any other aspect of your work.
I think information is power. So again, if you're waiting till you need something and information, that's not the time to do it. We want to equip you with the information so that you can have a healthy and thriving family in Forsyth County. And that's our hope.
Great, great. Abby, what do you have to share?
I think there's so many people in our community that have such big hearts for change and are really, really wanting to make an impact. And there are these topics that are circulating around, like I said, in the nation and globally, it's sexual assault, domestic violence. We're seeing a lot more of that become less taboo. And I really wanted to create a space where this can be facilitated and be individualized for our community with resources that are in our community, with the faces that are connected with those resources. So I hope to see everybody there.
Oh, well, you're going to see me and some folks who know me, too, because we're going to be there. And I just want to thank both of you for coming and sharing information with us and just really helping us to remember that F in Forsyth is for family. Thank you.
Thank you.
Empowering You continues next on 90.5 WSNC.